A water conservation group has challenged LA residents to stop washing their cars. LA Waterkeeper even got the city of Santa Monica to go dirty for the drought. But as Taylor Haney reports, the campaign's growing popularity is making some car wash owners cringe.
I went to Red Carpet Car Wash to find out how owners are responding to anti-cleaning pledges. A fan blew all that water into a floor grate to be recycled for the next wash. The state of California requires it.
80% of the water is recycled.
That's Roger Patterson, the car wash manager.
20% we use clean, and we also help the drought by having a recycling pump to recycle the water.
He said business has gone down by 10 to 15% since the drought started. And he said a professional car wash is the best way to save money and water.
Long before being green was a thing, car washes were doing it. It's just a matter of good business.
Gary Pendleton agrees. He owns several California car washes, and he helms ProWash, a car wash consulting firm. He's not fond of the dirty car pledge.
I think it's pretty ridiculous.
Ridiculous because letting your car go dirty might harm it in the long run.
By taking the pledge and allowing everything to just sit on your car for an extended period of time, you're doing an immense amount of damage.
Rachel Stitch from LA Waterkeeper says the organization means no offense to car cleaners.
We're in no way against the car wash industry or trying to put them out of business or anything like that.
She says the car wash is just the catalyst to prompt residents to think about their water use. Santa Monica says it will wash its big blue buses only every other day, saving 70,000 gallons in 2 months. Andrew Buzmagian from the city's sustainability office says residents shouldn't worry about riding dirty buses.
The buses are not going dirty in the clearest sense of the word. They're being less than sparkling.
With the cities of Burbank and Malibu joining in next, the Dirty Car Pledge is just getting rolling. Taylor Haney, Annenberg Radio News.